Is there something you want the future generation to remember you by? I'm DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after this song. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Friday, March 6th, 2026, and we just heard NCT Dream with Hello Future. Now, what would you want future generations to remember you by? Long ships, raids, dramatic beards, horned helmets. If that doesn't sound like you, you're absolutely correctamundo. Sounds like how a Viking would be remembered in history books, don't it though? Well, not this Viking. He left behind something far more special. We're talking about what experts say is the largest preserved human yuckiness. I'm talking about the bowel movements, the poop, ew, ever discovered. Yes, we're talking about fossilized human excrement. Yes, on public radio. You know, it's not bad words. Excrement is it's a nice word. You know, it comes out of our bodies. We need to excrete and get rid of these things. So, here is what happened. Back in 1972, archaeologists digging beneath what is now a bank site in York, England, made a very unexpected find. It was a perfectly preserved biological artifact dating back about 1,200 years ago. Now, scientists later gave it the very dignified name, Lodebank Croplite. So what makes this one special? Y'all, it's huge. It's size, y'all. And like I said, it is humongous. The fossil measures about 20 centimeters long, and that makes it the biggest intact human coprolite ever found. That's nasty, the fact that they even touched it. So, if you're planning your next vacation, the coprolite is proudly on display at the Jolvik Viking Center, where thousands of visitors line up every year to behold its glory. I don't know if glory is what I want to call that. Scientists love it because it reveals what Vikings actually ate. Parasites and all. Now, tourists love it because, well, it's a giant Viking poop. I can see a lot of 12-year-olds right now. Mommy, let's go see the Viking poop. You know, we love talking about poop when we're kids. Anyway, history may be full of kings and conquerors, but it looks like someone's bathroom break left the biggest mark. Ugh. Anyways, we have the perfect song. We got IVE with Black Hole. Hey guys, here's a quick announcement on various ways y'all can tune into our show. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS Kong, KBS World Radio, and KBS World Radio On Air apps. If you're listening to us via podcast, which can be found on our website or through any podcast app, don't forget to subscribe and rate us 5 stars so more listeners can join in on the fun. And just keep in mind that all the songs are cut out for copyright reasons on podcasts. Also, remember to subscribe and like our YouTube channel, KBS World English. The channel provides 24-hour streaming of all your favorite KBS World Radio programs like KPC, as well as all the shorts featuring all the behind-the-scenes action going on here. So check it out and be in the know. And meanwhile, for all listeners in Malaysia, you guys can enjoy KBS World Radio programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. Just make sure to download the SYOK Shock app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming. And for more information, come visit our website world.kbs.co.kr or our gram at KBS K-pop. While you're there, don't forget to post up your song requests, comments, and your answers to our Y2C question of the week for a chance to win a prize. Now, back to our show. And get ready for a song right now. We got Pada, My Homegirl, who thinks I'm her ex-boyfriend. Not true. With Our Loud Goodbye, 소란스런 이별. Are y'all ready for coffee or tea? That's right. If you're in your office, get up out your chair, move around a little bit, and then go to the break room and open that fridge and see if your coffee or tea's there. If it's not, pour yourself one, make yourself one, because we want you to relax and enjoy what we're about to bring you while you sip on that drink of choice. Now, speaking of important artifacts from the past, a small red chalk sketch Justin Ordinary, of course, drawing, studying a foot, has sold for a staggering $23 million. Well, I guess it's not just an ordinary drawing. Now, experts have confirmed the drawing is by none other than Michelangelo. Or I guess I know some people pronounce it the Michelangelo. And it's believed to be a preparatory study for one of the towering figures painted on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. Now, what makes the story even more remarkable is how the sketch surfaced. The anonymous owner, based in the U.S., had inherited the drawing from his grandmother. It had reportedly been passed down through his family in Europe since the late 1700s. He simply submitted a photograph to Christie's for an estimate, of course, only to learn he was holding a Renaissance masterpiece. Now, specialists examined the drawing and discovered additional sketches on the back of the sheet consistent with Michelangelo's hand. Now, the drawing was then authenticated with some of his other works, including pieces held at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. So, how old is this drawing? They say it dates back to around 1511, when Michelangelo was working on the second half of the Sistine Chapel ceiling, which is, of course, one of the most celebrated achievements in Western art. While $23 million is an eye-catching figure, blockbuster art sales are not unusual. In 2017, Leonardo da Vinci's Salvator Mundi sold for $450 million in New York. More recently, works by Gustav Klimt and Frida Kahlo have fetched hundreds of millions at auction. Still, there's something poetic about the sale, a simple drawing of a foot. Since, of course, once tucked away in a family collection, has suddenly surfaced, making its mark in history. And we have a great song for y'all right now. Before we get Nye out in the studio, we got Jung-hwa, Finding Hidden Image, 숨은 그림 찾기.
Lights, camera, action, baby. I see you looking at my PIC.
Welcome to Lights, Camera, Action! We got Nyle Studio. Nyle Studio? I just changed her last name. Nyle Song in the studio to talk about a K-drama or film and, of course, her pick of related music. Welcome to the studio, Nyle!
What's up, everybody? Imagine if my last name was Studio. That'd be quite a name. Nyle Studio.
I didn't realize that your next line on your script, you wrote nicknames.
Yeah.
And I gave you a nickname.
Okay, so I'm going to be Nyle Studio from now on.
That sounds like a rapper name.
Yeah.
Coming to the stage, Nyle Studio!
Or like a DJ name.
That's true.
Ooh.
Oh, do you ever want to be a DJ?
No, never. Now, I have so many DJ friends, but I love you guys.
Sign.
But no.
I'm talking about like a DJ at a club.
Yeah, no.
Playing EDM music.
I'm sorry, guys. I hate EDM.
Hey, they can't come for you because guess what? Everyone is allowed to have an opinion on taste and music and
people
everything.
People still comfort you, though.
I mean, they can if they want. They can give your opinion on it and say, this is why EDM is good. But then I can say, well, this is why hip-hop is good. This is why classical music is good. So either way, love what you love, but don't hate each other.
I respect you guys, though.
Yeah, we respect what you like. We don't have to like the same things.
Did you have a nickname growing up?
I have a lot of nicknames.
Okay.
So
name a few.
In grade school and high school, everyone used to call me Baby Jew. Because my brother and I were the only two Koreans at our school. And he was the big guy. So they'd call him Jason. And then, yo, Baby Jew. Because I'm the youngest.
He doesn't even have a nickname, but you just get Baby Jew.
Or they would just call... You know how Americans call each other by the last names?
Yo, Jew.
Yo, Anderson. Aww. Like, they don't do that in Korea. It goes, yo, Kim.
Yeah, being called Song is really weird. Hey, Song. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, now you're Studio, remember?
Baby,
I changed your last name to Studio.
I'm going to call you Baby Jew. That's super cute.
And then, as I got into CrossFit in Korea, everyone started calling me Biju. Because then they take the first syllable of their first part of your name and your last name. So, Brian and Jew. So, they're like, yo, Biju. Like, it just became, like, my nickname naturally. I forget who first did it. And I was like, my name's Brian. He was like, no, Biju's easier. And then from that point on, everyone's like, Biju. Even, like, some of the Koreans.
Biju.
오늘 뭐 해? I'm like, okay. Because in French, doesn't Biju mean like jewelry?
Right?
So I was like, okay.
Jewel, Biju.
I bling bling like Biju.
But if you say Bizu, it's popo. It's kissing.
In what language?
French. Bizu and Biju. It's like S. It's like a Z and a Z.
Oh. Look at that. We're learning French today.
All right. How classy.
So Nyle will teach us how to French kiss on our next segment.
Oh, wow. Yes. No.
We should do that. If we change the segment or update it, we should do...
Dating advice?
Oh, dating
ways
advice.
To kiss? how are we going to do that on radio? That's going to be the most either disgusting or boring boring segment ever. I'm going to go back to the nickname thing because that's more age appropriate for everyone listening. I had a nickname growing up. Well, this was college.
What was yours?
송길동, because...
Oh my gosh.
Do you know 홍길동?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, you know, kind of like Robin Hood, like left here, here one moment, and then you're gone, and then you're here. And I love to travel. Like when I was in Korea, I was like, okay, this is my chance to just be free. Because mind you, I graduated...
Travel by plane or by like car?
Bus, boat, just within Korea. Over the weekend, okay. if I had like one extra day off from school, I would just go to a random city that I didn't know about and then just travel. And so people would say, so where are you today? And I'd be on the other side of the country. And I enjoyed that freedom because I had just come back to Korea and one of the safest countries to travel by yourself. So my nickname was 송길동. 동해 번쩍, 서해 번쩍 is what they say about 홍길동, which is the original name, 홍길동. It's a kind of like the Korean version of Robin Hood where, you know, this guy
stole from the rich and
Gave to the poor. Oh. And he was here one moment, there next. He's kind of like the Superman figure of the day, but so yeah, that was my nickname.
That's,
and it's related, 홍길동, to today's drama,
okay,
because it's actually currently a very popular historical romance drama, and it's by KBS. So yeah, I heard there was a listener request to cover this by Sunny 0218, and yeah, you can watch it on various OTTs right now. And the drama is fictional historical romance, and we do a lot of those. It's kind of like a fusion historical drama. There's a little bit basis on reality, maybe the spine of it is, but it's not strictly historical. It's just not fact-based. But there are real historical figures from the Yeonsan-gun era, and similar motifs are used, but names, timelines, relationships, personality, outcomes are freely reinterpreted. So everything but just the setting. They're taking the setting. And so yeah, many viewers are curious about the ending, and it just came out, but it started off with Webtoon as a plot, and it went at the same time, so everyone was curious about how it was going to end, the Webtoon original versus the drama adaptation.
So, and I know this is a dumb question, because I've never seen a Webtoon before.
Ooh!
Are Webtoons like a comic book?
Oh my gosh, so it's like, it's basically like a digital comic book.
So
and
you have to read it.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I'll just wait till the movie comes out.
Nah! But didn't you grow up watching...
I'm not a reader.
Didn't you watch comic, read comic books growing up? They have like...
No.
You didn't?
So, you know in Korea,
like Spider-Man,
Koreans
like
love comic books. You go to Mana, Chekbang, whatever, you know, growing up. But in America, only like the few would like comic books. I collected comic books, but never once read them because once you take it out of the clear thing, the value goes down.
The mint condition.
So I was more of the ones like, let's save it for money. Let's sell it in the future.
Oh.
Although that never happened because when I moved to Korea, my mom and dad moved house and then I think it got all soaked.
No.
Water, and some had like mildew all over, so it just went in the trash anyway.
But you know,
but either way, never read.
For the Americans who are into comics, they also have Webtoons, and it's like collaborating with big names like Marvel, and they have Webtoons of it now.
Well, if that's your thing, go for it. I don't know. My thing is like, even when people watch TV shows, I know the younger generation like having subtitles on. That makes me look at the text and not focus on the whole scenery of the scene.
That's true, but it makes me anxious when it's not there.
Why? You understand it. If it's in English, you understand it. If it's in Korean, you understand it. My thing is that's why I can't watch like French or German films.
Because
then the subtitle takes away from, oh, did you see that? And I look up like, what's he what? And then all of a sudden, like, if it's a horror film, someone's in the corner, but they already walked by, but I was too busy reading.
Or
even like a rom-com, like, oh, that's so sweet. Like, I want to see the beginning of a romantic kiss, but I missed that part because I'm too reading. So, Kelly, I'm like, what happened?
First of all, don't talk that much before a kiss. That's your lesson one.
No, that's me reading it.
Oh, I see.
That's my thing. Like, I'm too busy reading that I miss things. So, I prefer not watching foreign films only because of that, but if they have dubbed audio, I'll watch it. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I hate dubbed audio
because
their
awkward
voices change and like their characters kind of change a little bit too.
It's like the old school Chinese films back in America where they'll dub American people saying the dialect or the lines. but their mouths are doing Chinese words, so it doesn't match at all.
And you know what?
Yeah.
If you want to watch a Korean drama, then go for it. This is, you can watch it without a subtitle. You can.
Really?
Yeah, because it's in Korean.
I'm saying for foreign listeners.
For foreigners, then yes, there will be subtitles for you to
watch.
Did
you dubbed? Did you check if it's dubbed?
You know what? Some Korean dramas are dubbed. And yeah, I've
Squid
listened
Games
to it,
was.
And it was so weird to watch Korean dramas being dubbed into other languages.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not going to watch that now.
No, because you see other, I guess, races and ethnicities growing up, and then you see the dubbed version of that in your language. And then because K-drama has expanded so much now, we have, like, Korean dramas being dubbed in French. So weird. But it's great.
Yeah, that's true.
It's great. Honored.
The mouth are saying something like, 오늘 밥 먹을까? But they're like, and you're like,
tu veux le manger avec moi?
For me, it's like, the mouth and the sound don't match, so it's weird. And sometimes the tone doesn't match.
Yeah.
You see a dude actor or female actor, you're like, that's not the tone I know her for. So it's weird, yeah.
And you know what?
Maybe reading's better.
You know what? But if you do watch this drama in Korean, I think the tone is very important because there's a the huge selling point are the two main leads and the things that they say in the tone that they say in Korean. So, yes.
Well, if you are a person watching this now, watch it without the audio change in your language with subtitles. And then rewatch it with the subtitles and let us know what you thought.
Yeah.
But for now,
yeah,
we're going to let you know on music, what song we're going to play for you now, which is the first song from the soundtrack.
Yes, it is by Elaine. 어제도, 오늘도, 내일도, in English,
every day. All right, we just listened to Elaine with 어제도, 오늘도, 내일도, every day. And while the song was going out, I told Niall, like, I don't like subtitles only if I can't understand the English sometimes. For instance, we're American or Canadian English speakers, so with our accents. So when a British accent comes out or an Irish, Scottish accent comes out, you're kind of like, what did they just say? And you need the subtitles then.
Do you think you need subtitles for like different Korean dialects, like Gyeongsangdo dialect?
Sometimes I do.
I mean, the Jeju dialect is, yeah, you do need a subtitle.
And if you go to Jeju-do in real life, some of the old school people, when they speak really fast, you forget they're speaking Korean. You're like, what language is that?
Yeah, it's very different.
Yes.
Anyway, so
we
today's drama, if you're Korean and speak Korean, you won't need it. Going into the characters of this drama, Hong Eun-jo. So we talked about Hong Gil-dong in the beginning, and same last name, Hong. Hong Eun-jo is actually an illegitimate daughter of a man named Hong Min-jik, and she is from the noble family, but because, you know, she's an illegitimate child, she lives in poverty and works as a medical woman, or 의녀, in the palaces, and she supports her household. And by night, she secretly helps suffering citizens after witnessing their hardships, and so she's nicknamed 길동이. And they don't know who she is because she has a mask on, hence Hong Gil-dong. They just assume it's gonna be a man. But yeah, she somehow meets the Grand Prince Iol. He's the brother of the king, and romance sparks like every Korean drama should. And but she, alas, facing a arranged marriage to a man over 70 years old.
Ooh.
So it is not to be with this Grand Prince.
Wait, hold on. How old is she?
She's very young. You know what? I'm not entirely sure how old she is. But you know,
in the drama,
of marriage,
can you tell?
Very young. Like 60.
Oh, no!
50
that
years.
Be illegal.
But, you know, this was that era when everything was permissible. And, yeah, she wasn't even the first wife. She was going to go as kind of like the second or third wife of this really rich old man. But, you know, to save
her
family.
They did that back then in Korea?
Yeah, as a second wife, sometimes, like, if you couldn't have kids or, you know, you just...
But did he dump the first wife?
Well, no, he had the first wife. But, actually, going...
Is that a spoiler?
There is a little bit, but you guys can follow. It's not like a crazy plot changer, but let me introduce you to the second character, and he's the romantic lead, Yi Yeol, and he's the younger brother of the king, Yi Kyu, and he's very intelligent, but pretends to be careless because, you know, if you are the king's brother, there's lots of pressure, and you don't want to get involved in the palace politics. So And then by night, he works as like an investigator and becomes interested in this righteous thief, Giltong, Hong Giltong. And then at the same time, just because, you know, go with it, it's a plot armor.
Yeah.
He falls for the same girl who is being this thief at night, and he doesn't know they're connected. And so he tries to pursue her, but because she's, you know, she's going to marry the 70-year-old guy, she keeps pushing him out without actually telling him, hey, I'm going to marry a 70-year-old man. And after this really big heartbreak, there's the magical aspect of this. They experience...
There's magic after heartbreak?
Yeah.
You're like a
soul swap. They switch bodies. It's like Freaky Friday.
What? Okay, this show just took a whole new turn.
Yeah, exactly. So I was watching this. I'm like, okay, cool. Girl thief. Okay, girl power. Romance with the prince.
And
then, whoop! And they switch bodies. And so you kind of experience living in each other's shoes, being a woman having to marry a 70-year-old man. Or being a prince. None of it's really easy.
That's like hell on earth for certain people.
Which one?
If you're like 20 or 30, having to marry a 70-year-old man?
Yeah.
Would you want to marry a 70-year-old man?
So the situation she's put in is very dicey because, you know, her family is in big trouble and she needs to support her family. So she's basically...
Oh, so she's there for the family.
She's there for the family, yeah.
And then there's body swapping weird,
yeah, body
things.
Swapping. How would you like to be a dude switched into a woman's body who has to marry a really old man? Yeah,
I was thinking like Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan and Freaky Friday kind of vibe.
See, like that's kind of light and fun,
because they're still mom and daughter.
Yeah,
and still females, but male to female, female to male.
That's happened in multiple Korean dramas in the past. I think like one big one is Secret Garden.
Shows you how much I don't watch dramas.
Yeah, I mean Secret Garden is a huge one with the body swap. But as I was watching that, I'm like, is this really romantic? Or I feel like the reality behind
it's
changing bodies with the
creepy.
Man. I'm like, I don't want to see
what
anything.
What if you woke up tomorrow and your soul is in your husband's body and your husband's soul is in your body?
Oh my gosh.
That'd be weird.
Oh, he would struggle so much at my workplace.
What if your soul went to your cat?
Oh, and I would get to be in my cat's?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I want
all
that.
Day.
I want that for tomorrow. I want that.
Just for one day.
Oh, you know what? I would like it for a week. Just being at home on my
couch.
That
just shows how great of a cat mom you are.
Or generally, if you treat your cats well, like, you know, and they stay inside, they're not too hard to please. You play with them, they're, you know, feed them good food, and they're on the couch and very...
True. I think I'd do the same thing with my dogs because I know how I spoil my dogs. I love them too much.
But I don't want to be a dog. Yeah. That's my... I think the key point in all this is that I want to rest at home for a week without doing anything.
You know what we need right now is music.
Yes.
So what are the next two songs?
So the songs are both still from the soundtrack of 은혜하는 도정님아, which I don't even know if we mentioned.
That's the first time I'm hearing that. So that is the Korean title.
To My Beloved Thief is the title. We are going to continue with the love theme. And this is kind of the more dramatic, slower song. And the first one is by Casey. Second one is by Jung Seung-hwan.
All right, check it out. Casey again. And Jung Seung-hwan with Words I Never Said. 사랑한다 말할 수 있을까? All right, we're back from listening to Jung Seung-hwan with Words I Never Said. 사랑한다 말할 수 있을까? And we are talking about, it's a drama, right? Not a movie. Mm. I get confused with these things. It's a drama and it's still playing now. 은혜하는 도정님.
Oh no, it ended.
It ended.
Sorry.
The last episode.
It ended.
Okay,
yes.
I mean, it ended, but it's still playing. People
That's true. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. 은혜하는 도정님아, or To My Beloved Thief.
Yes.
And it's about, you know, a woman marrying a really old dude and body swapping is what I'm getting from it.
Yeah, and you know what? The whole selling point behind this is you have to actually watch it to understand, of course, with Korean dramas, very good-looking people saying the most romantic things to each other. And it's very cheesy. You get kind of... annoyed, but at the same time, it's kind of like that.
Cheesy, like, or cheesy, like, it makes you feel good inside.
It's like you make that face on the outside, but then on the inside, you're like, oh, like, that's kind of cute. And then
that's how I felt with the Bridgerton season 4 series.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
But it wasn't
exactly
cheesy to me. I was kind of like,
maybe I'm just a very, like, you know, negative judgment.
You're a cat.
I'm an annoyed person in general, so I'm just making
people.
All these faces, but on the inside, I'm being touched. But anyway, it's super cute, and then you get hit with reality. So I'm going to hit all of
reality?
You. I'm going to hit all of you guys with reality.
What reality happens?
Because let's talk about historical facts and
I
how.
Hate I know history repeats itself, but I hated history class.
And you know what? I actually personally didn't like history either, but now I just kind of watch historical documentaries for fun. I like to sleep well at night knowing that history
part is over.
Then that's why I like history, because it's all over. It's in the past.
You think it's over?
I mean, yes, it's repeating itself.
You don't see World War III coming? I see it happening.
Unfortunately, yes.
So history is going to repeat itself.
And you know what? The horrendous things actually happened in the past, even in this era as well. And yes, it's not just all the lovey-dovey things we see in this K-drama.
Yep.
But like we said, Hong Gil-dong, he's a fictional character even in history as well, but he's a male thief, Korean version of Robin Hood. But he was around the same time, similar time period as Yeon Sang-gun, so they got that a little bit ballpark right. But he would have been way older, so this girl character would have been way older and maybe more suited to marry that 70-year-old guy. I don't know. But
because it'd be less of an
age gap. Yeah. Anyway, and then another thing was the royal prince, the historical figure that they took this from is Chungjong, and before becoming king, he was actually Prince Jin Song, right? And the drama character, of course, is Doeol-daegun, Lee-yeol, and he was already married by the time he was 12. Okay, guys, so none of this romantic stuff in real life, guys. Yeah, married off by 12. Like,
he didn't have a proper childhood.
Yeah, you just already ahead of your family by 12. But in the drama, of course, he's unmarried. And I mean, seemingly into like his late 20s in the drama. But he fell in love with this girl. And no, most marriages back then were pretty arranged, especially for royals. And he pretends to be carefree under the tyrant brother. He's, you know, he's known to be a crazy king. But his detective activities and love, of course, are completely fictional, guys. Wake up. But it's super sweet. So balance between the two. And his personality, life circumstances, obviously very dramatized. But I think I needed to tell myself all of this to kind of, not detox, but like get out of the, oh my gosh, that's so sweet mode after watching it.
But you have to dramatize things for people to
you
want
do.
To watch.
And you know what? So people get hung up on it for like weeks afterwards. And because I have to, because of my job, I have to move on to the next thing. I have to snap out of it. And so this is, I guess, how I snapped out of it. Reality.
Which, obviously, if you guys didn't get that little hint, the title of the song is called
Reality.
And that's going to be a song taking us out. And Niall, I'll see you next week as a cat.
Bye-bye.
Alrighty, guys. Thanks for tuning in. That is all the time that we have for y'all today. And taking us out, we have a song by Wendy and Alec Benjamin called Emotion. Our producer is Chaedong Kwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm DJ Brian. This has been K-Pop Connection, and you may disconnect now.